Give me three beers. Give me three beers, mister, and you'll never see me no more. This is the perfect pour.
I know you're like a stray cat. You give a guy three beers, he'll be back.
I was just kidding. Take three.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour. It's a show about things fun to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
We're going to be hanging out with you next hour, 2 hours. Who knows? We don't know. We really don't. We're just going to try to have some fun, have some good beer, good indie beer. Talk about some culture things. Talk about the beers we have this past week and beers we're looking out for. And also we have got a great group of the Perfect Pour family and listeners that call us and leave us messages and sometimes even leave us a podcast or two. So that's what's going to be happening. Hope you're ready for it for the show.
I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm ready. I actually don't know what these guys had during our tailgate session, but I opened up a beer that the ants dropped off on their way through Fresno one time. One of the lovely beer couples that listen to the show, the Ants. This one's from Great Notion Brewing out of Portland, Oregon. The Strawberry Mochi. It's an IPA with strawberry and vanilla. It's very strawberry. Mm. It was more strawberry than I was prepared for. It looks like a dark strawberry.
You did not adjust your berry levels before enjoying. Well then,
still nice beer, but it's more citrus, but like juice, but not in a citrus way. Berry, it's a berry juice with a little bit of Nestle Quick in there. That's what I'm drinking. Always happy to have a Great Notion. Matt, what do you have?
Big old Gin Sherm IPA.
Gin Sherm. Fresno Classic. Since that didn't dickity dee.
I have two reasons. I mean, just let me explain myself.
Yeah, all right. I'll try. Try to stay out of your way.
even though that we play that it's Friday, it's Wednesday.
What?
So I'm...
Oh, crap. I'm coasting work.
I'm coasting on fumes before payday. So it's Gin Sherm.
Yeah. There's nothing worse
than... from work, in other words.
Nothing worse than the Tuesday, and you're like, oh, shit. How am I going to eat until Friday? Mom? Yep. What are you guys doing for dinner, Mom? I don't know, honey. We haven't thought about it. Well, yeah, I'm not doing anything. Just so you know.
And the second reason is... I'm trying to pace myself because triple dry hop General Sherman # looking out for with Nelson hops comes out Friday. Usually we can these beers. My
God.
Usually we can beers Nelson. On Wednesday when it's for like a Thursday release. This week it got pushed. I mean, this batch got pushed an extra day and I was like, well, normally I could sneak some cans onto the recording and, you know,
I got nothing.
I'm slumming it in two ways with just our standard IPA.
Standard IPA.
Slumming it.
Well, I'm thanking God for listener beers. Because a lot of times it would be a really boring drinking portion of the show without the listeners. So.
You're boring.
Nick?
I am having, I'm guessing this is a Bearded Brewer donation, a Lime Zorro from Tioga Square.
Yes. You're welcome.
That would be funny if a listener donated some Tioga Square to the show. Like, here, picked up some Tioga Square.
You ever had this?
Here you go. Check it out.
You guys don't talk about this brewery ever. You should try it.
I just wanted him to experience exactly how limey it is.
I would agree with you that this is limey had I not had Zach's lime beer.
Oh, Zach's so is before. More limey. Is the French, the Oscar Blues French mustard beer more limey? Is it less limey?
Oh, was it the Prime of Lime? Limes are scared of this beer. It's so limey.
I like limes, but whoa.
It's potent.
My lime tree hid its fruit from that beer.
We're lemons.
No, we're lemons. Why are you green?
We're not ripe yet.
Yeah, we're not growing up yet. Okay.
So I recently discovered I have a lime tree, and I was like on a YouTube rabbit hole when I couldn't sleep. And then I got to the point where they're like, let your limes turn yellow, and that's how you know they're ripe. And I was like, okay, I'm done with the internet for tonight.
Wait until they turn yellow.
Sir?
Just keep waiting.
I don't think you know citrus. You're citrus.
Supposedly. That's a thing.
I was wondering how many fresh squeezed margaritas you've made since you discovered that.
Well, I think I also have an orange tree, but the sprinkler didn't work by it, so it does not have. I don't know when oranges are in season. I thought it was winter, but it has golf balls, green golf balls on now.
It's the winter or maybe it's the very early part of spring is when you pick them, because that's why all the orange orchards around here have fans. Because they avoid the freezing,
the freezing.
So they're still on. They're Watch still the on freezing. The tree during the winter.
Some guy is yelling at me through his radio.
God! Oh my God! You don't know when orange season is. What the fuck?
But all I know is I have limes that are ready right now. So if somebody's in Margaritaville. I already had one friend who was like, hey, let me come over. And I was like, go ahead. I'll leave the back gate open. Take what you need. Like,
can you come over without alerting me or making me get out of my house and talk to you? Can we do that?
Social distance, lime picking.
Social distancing, bro.
I'm going to use social distancing rules for well into after the pandemic's over. Like,
oh man, sorry, we're social distancing over here.
This is now your jam.
Yep. It's like, dude, the pandemic was like 2 years ago.
Well, you know, flare ups, bro.
Gotta be safe.
All right. Well, we know what we're drinking, and we're all ready to get the show goaling.
Goaling?
Did I miss? I think I missed something.
I love gold.
Did I miss a can opening there? Is that what I heard back there?
Oh, it's Little Sherman.
So. More of the same.
More of the same. Play the same song.
If we're not careful, I'll end up drinking all four tonight.
You don't have any listener beer over there left?
Oh, I tune in for Hammered Matt later.
There's one called Irish Death, which I'm kind of afraid to open.
All right.
And then I have a crowler of barley wine. I have a crowler of IPA. Wow.
Oh, dude, you got a crowler of IPA, bro.
I have two triple IPAs in 16-ounce cans.
You got all the big shit over there.
Yeah. I was like, oh, these look good. And I gave you guys beer. And I was like, oh, I have.
Oops.
I have two crowlers. I have an Irish Death. And then I have like two or three triple IPAs. And I was like, well.
You got all the sharing beer.
So I'm just waiting for social distancing patio hangs to happen and be like, here, drink half of this so I don't get smashed. I'll do doubles. I'll do 8 to 10%. No problem. but you get 11 to 13% on a single beer. That's where I call. That's where I draw the line.
So it's getting rowdy, bro. Nick, what you got there?
Wayne, I got a Great Notion.
Ah, copycat.
Guava Mochi.
Oh,
I had a strawberry. Great Notion. I think it was a regular IPA.
Would I drink it?
Yes. I drank it, but
I did. It was an Ants and Robin one too.
Mine too is from Ants.
They gave us a lot of beer,
and or Robin.
They're super cheap. What do you got? Let's start it off with the Matt. What do you got, Culture?
Hold on. I really want to know what that Great Notion beer is. I'm going to try this.
All right.
It's bothering me.
We'll allow it.
Maybe I posted it in the group and not on Untapped.
Oh, my.
Yeah, it must have been in the group. It was like a lumberjack-esque one. It, I don't know. It was an IPA. Picture I had it.
The Golden Gods.
Did it have the baby lumberjack too?
No. Okay. From Minneapolis. Surly Brewing Company announced Wednesday that it will be closing their beer hall indefinitely on November 2nd. As you may know, that over the past few months, the beer hall had undergone changes to comply with COVID-19 health and safety regulations. They had opened a patio space on their field and tables inside for their beer gardens, but the company soon came to realization that the intent of a large gathering space like the brew hall did not mix well with the ongoing spread of COVID-19. Basically, they just said that their their revenues had plummeted 82%, which is a lot for a brewery, especially with the one, like, just look up the size of this place. It looks massive. And I think they even estimated how much money they were going to lose going into the winter season.
Yeah, it was like 700,000 they said was going.
Yeah.
Like through the rest of the.
Yeah, three-quarter of a million.
Year or something.
Yeah. And they do specify that their staff trying to unionize didn't have an outcome on this, but...
Well, I don't know. It's a pretty weird coinkydink that you're announcing that at the same time the staff is trying to join a union, a local union there. And then negotiations weren't happening so well as far as, or basically Surly, the owner of Surly was like, nah, don't need a union here, bros. And then this happens, or said they're going to close it. So kind of fishy.
How would you... You know, with you being part of the light bar union, yep. would you give them advice here?
The Surly or the workers?
Yeah, I mean, you know, with your, you know, because the Ford Ranger's back, so you're in the light bar union,
right? I am a union supporter, so okay. Everybody, you may not, even if you're not in a union, you've enjoyed the benefits of the historically. Unions, because they've gotten everyone's pay better and better benefits in general. The tide is for employees has risen everywhere because of unions. And I'm not to get political on the show. Once in a while it seeps in, but I'm always going to side with the workers, the worker bees, man.
So what you're saying is it just makes the arc wider of, you know, the umbrella canopy wider for people that are employed.
I mean, there's, you know, You don't need a union for every single thing, but when you're talking about a group of employees that are maybe a little underpaid, maybe a little underbenefited, and I think they're trying to join, the employees are trying to join a union, a local union that's not beer, it's service industry union in that area. Because so the brewers weren't affected. The brewers are separate. So it's like it doesn't affect the production side. It just affects the taproom side, from what I can.
Yeah.
What I gathered from
front of house and hospitality. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Surly, Surly has done really well on the distribution side of things. It's mm-hmm. just that beer garden that it hasn't been doing well. So. Oof, yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't think they certainly should be so scared of them unionizing. It's not that scary of a thing for your employees to unionize. I mean, it's not like they can, like, even in a union, you still can't just demand the freaking moon and the stars. You're still, you know. It's not that hard for Surly to let them just join the union, and they're not going to be out that much. So I don't know, man. I don't know what you're scared of, Surly.
What you scared of?
But I've never owned anything either, so.
So yeah, I mean,
just a skill saw.
I got a new skill saw. Own that first. My first electric saw I got today, guys. Just so you know.
Wait, that was today?
Yeah, or yesterday? Yesterday, maybe it was yesterday. Oh, it's still in the box. It's here in the studio with me. I can look at it. Feel all tough.
Did you get the 2 horsepower or the 2.5?
It's a 15 amp. It's 15 amp.
Mm. Do your breakers go to 20? Or do you have 11 amp breakers?
I got breakers on the breakers. Because I don't want my breakers to break, so I have a breaker for those.
Mm. So is it all 110 or you have 220?
Yeah, 110, 115. You know.
Juice it up.
He knew the reference I went for.
Awesome. Of course. That was a classic. I'm surprised you know that movie. That's awesome.
I've watched it recently. Do you not know that he's one of my favorite actors?
Oh yeah. I'm Batman.
Oh yeah.
His actual name is Michael Douglas, but he goes by Michael Keaton. That's how you know I'm a big fan.
Oh, wow.
You know that?
I did not know that.
He's part of an actors union. You can't have the same name as somebody else. Yeah. So he had to choose Michael Keaton mm-hmm. to differentiate himself from Michael Douglas.
That's crazy, man. I didn't know that.
There you go.
Wow.
You know that when they asked Michael Keaton about the new Batman, and they asked him what they thought of it, and he's like, "I'm Batman."
Oh, I'm Batman.
But so did you guys? Okay, so now we're going into Michael Keaton tangent. We're already all there.
We're here.
Tangent.
Did you guys see Birdman?
I haven't seen it yet.
Right.
I need to see it.
So. It's so good because, you know, obviously the most recent iteration of Birdman was Harvey Birdman, Attorney of Law, if you watched Adult Swim, which is kind of cool. But in this Birdman, it's kind of, it's this actor that does plays. And it's about a guy that used to play a superhero and that doesn't play a superhero, but he is a superhero. And so it kind of goes through that. It kind of unfolds through this. But he's known as Birdman, a guy with wings, not necessarily as Batman. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of interesting that he kind of reprises a role about his life and how it's evolved. in a, I assume in a made up way. So it's kind of cool. I enjoyed the movie a lot personally, but like I just said a few minutes ago, he is one of my favorite actors. So,
yeah. So. Well, I just recently watched Beetlejuice, so that's something.
I'm legit. If I could find a poster smaller than 24 by 36 of Beetlejuice, I'm hoping to find 11 by 17, wow. And it's going to go up in my house.
That'd be pretty aggressive.
Yeah.
And it just keeps getting better every time I see it.
How about Baldwin? He looks like a completely different human being in that movie.
What's funny is we talked about this on the last episode of Get Off My Podcast. Because Alec Baldwin would compete with Harrison Ford for... There are several roles that Alec Baldwin and Harrison Ford competed for. And so I was like, well, how would Harrison be in that role? And then just thinking like that role is like the most boring role in that whole movie is Alec Baldwin.
Mm-hmm. I do think that Harrison Ford would have been awesome in Biodome, though.
Wow. All right.
Wasn't that Stephen Baldwin, though?
Wrong Baldwin. I don't know. There's like seven of them.
So, yeah, Surly.
No, Alec Baldwin would have been hilarious in Biodome.
But could like he have 30 played Rock Baldwin.
Oh, yeah. Well, badly, but yeah, that's why it would have been funny.
We just got to put these butts in a tray and they'll make a filter.
Tangent.
Oh yeah, we're 80s, 90s movies. We got it.
So Surly. Surly. Hopefully something good will happen.
You know, I see both sides of it.
Nothing good is happening right now.
You know, with them being such a big company, and with unfortunately not being able to employ a lot of people, and with them being able to see a huge amount of money loss in their projected future. You know, they're
making a lot more from their sales outside of the tap room. So as far as grocery stores and stuff like that.
Yes. I mean, it's like a supplemental income. It's not a complete replacer. Obviously my mind is fresh on this just because CCBA is doing a lot of California Craft Brewers Association is doing a lot of seminars right now about, usually at this time we would be there in Long Beach or Sacramento for the Craft Beer Summit where they would have educational seminars.
It's not virtual.
Showcasing beers. And as well as there be an actual beer festival. Well, now this year had to go digital. So they just have the seminars. They don't have obviously a beer festival. And a lot of it, the ones that I've participated in, is how are different brewery owners going through this right now? What's different? How are they approaching it? How are they doing leadership? How's their sales? And, you know, and everybody's kind of in the same. It was like out the gate, everybody switched to package. They stopped doing draft. They all did shipping. They all did delivery. They all did all that sort of stuff to kind of quit. And the ones that are quicker to adapt are ones that have stayed around. CCBA knows of at least 100 breweries in California that have closed, which we have a lot of breweries, which is a small amount comparable. But, you know, they obviously we're not through the end of this right now. So there could be more closures.
Pretty likely.
But the ones that are quick to say, hey, we don't need kegs, we need cans. They're able to source cans. They're able to switch to packaging. And it was interesting. The first one was just more kind of like general statistics. It wasn't real actual brewery owners. But the two that I watched today were, it was Russian River. It was Three Weavers.
oh, there's one we haven't heard from at all.
And Wolf Creek Society. There was one other brewery. I'm blanking on the name right now. But they all kind of individually gave their take on just how they're you know, their leadership is, or how their business model is currently functioning, or how the just the ecosystem is currently operating. And it was kind of reassuring to see that we're all in the same playing field. You know, we're having to be a little bit more receptive to how people feel, and, you know, reassuring them with information as we get it. You know, we could, you know, 1 o'clock on a Sunday, the governor could shut down your operation and you're expected to explain to 14 to 20 to 200 people what you're going to do next with very little information. And that is the nature of the beast that we're in right now. So it's kind of interesting to hear their retrospect and how we're all kind of in the same. And I feel like everybody's kind of handling it in the same way. You know, it was interesting that a lot of brewery owners, they're like, well, you know, I try to get information as quickly as possible to my staff. And since I have extra time, I go for a walk or something like that. And it was just like, oh shit, that's kind of stuff I do too. You know, we're not in this alone, even though we're not the same brewery. So that in my mind, so I kind of relate to the whole Surly thing. They're a much bigger company we are, so they have much bigger cutbacks.
Yeah. But I guess that's true. Cause, I mean, you guys have figured it out. I mean, it's not ideal, and you obviously don't have the staff you normally do. But
no.
You're figured out how to stay operational. And I don't know, I guess if you're that, if you're going to ignore the fact that the workers are trying to unionize and just look at it as if they're being, just assume they're being honest. I mean, I guess if you're just dealing with that big of a space, then you can't just keep a small thing going.
Well, that's the thing that you have to remember. A lot of businesses that are not open are enclosed spaces, even locally. I mean, there's, you know, there's towns outside of Fresno that have better patios and outdoor dining and stuff than we ever had. But locally, patios were an oversight. You know, they did a small one that had a couple tables, but chances are any three of us that went to a place, they'd be like, oh, you want a table outside? We'd be like, no, we'll wait for something inside, or we'd rather sit at the bar just to get immediate service. We would think last about the patio, unless it was patio cafe, which that's the better part of the cafe.
It's in the name.
Yeah, it's in the name.
So patio brewing, and then you'd sit outside.
Patio brewing.
But, you know, like Fresno Breakfast House, all three of us have been there. Have you ever opted to sit on the patio?
No.
Even if it was more immediate seating?
No.
Yeah, exactly. It's an okay patio.
I do patio often out there.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Ruining your point. I get it.
Oh, my God.
No, we do. We do the patio because of the fountain and the outsideness. And
chances are there's nobody sitting there.
Yeah.
The server might remember to come to your table.
Maybe. No, they don't remember you when you're inside either, so that's not a problem.
That's why we always sit at the bar. You could stare right at the person. You're like, you can't ignore me if I could see you.
They do have the most, I haven't been there in a long, even before the pandemic, I hadn't been there in a while, but producer Becky had been there a couple times, and they had some like bad service. And we're like the easiest people to serve too. Like we're not complainers of any sort. And she was just like, they just basically forgot us and then got things wrong and stuff. And that, I don't know what. And then they would just hang out at the front and just like not doing it. Like, hello. Some inconsistencies there. So what else, Matt? What else?
So yeah, that's virtual CCBA. It's kind of an interesting seminar this year. Usually they're just kind of talking about trends and stuff like that. And they're just kind of like saying, hey, we're all in this and we're all trying our best. Something I'm sure at least one of you guys put in your notes, but that has not escaped us today, but Stone Brewing amazingly announced that they have a new CEO.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
So many people were speculating that I'm trying to remember this
Maria
argument.
Steep.
Well, people were speculating that the old CEO left, that the investment company was trying to get a return, and that they were basically just going to destroy Stone. And then all of a sudden, Stone's like, oh, yeah, by the way, we have a new CEO.
Yep. She was at Lagunitas.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, I don't know if it was she's coming from Lagunitas right now or she was Lagunitas CEO at one point.
So the San Diego Beer News, the article I'm looking at says for the past 5 years, she was the CEO of Northern California's Lagunitas Brewing.
So then she would have, has it been, how long has Lagunitas gone over to the dark side?
The next thing I was going to look.
It has been right around. Was she like the first CEO for the Heineken era? Or was she, it seems like it hasn't been 5 years.
2015.
Ooh.
2017
was Heineken. Was the
50% buyout.
2015 was the 50% buyout. Oh, interesting. Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, 2017 was full. Yeah.
Because people were like, on beer tour, it was like, yeah, well, look who they are, huh? I'm like, well, what's the matter? She's from beer. She's from once craft beer anyway. That seems like a decent, so it seems like a hire that makes sense to me from Stone being as big as they are within the craft beer world to hire somebody that was at Lagunitas makes sense to me. But if she's the one that came in, she comes in to Lagunitas and all of a sudden they sell half of it. That's pretty, that's kind of scary. Then oversees the full, complete gutting of Lagunitas' craftness.
Craftness?
So let me I feel get like, to the part of the...
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, nothing.
What do you feel? What do you feel?
Like? I feel like... I feel like Greg and his co-founder there, I always forget his name with them. But
do you want a hint?
Yeah. No, just give it to me.
Steve Wagner.
Steve Wagner. I feel like they would not allow Stone to be bought out, so.
Do you know the second owner of Firestone?
Firestone?
Yes.
It's Firestone and Walker.
Mm-hmm. And what are their first names?
Greg and Lance.
Greg and Lance. This is a boy band? What's going on in here?
Yep.
Adam Firestone.
Adam. I think he was the one I saw in the Fresno... Total Wine one day.
David.
Wow.
David Walker. Was he the British? Which one's the British one? Or Australia?
That's Walker.
Walker. Okay, then was the other one.
Australia. I've seen the British guy before.
So I never put in perspective what the CEO at Stone would do, but this article went ahead and put it out there. And it's all... Wagner adds that we're excited to work with her, but Stipp will sit squarely in the captain's chair overseeing Stone's breweries on the West Coast and the East Coast. Its hospitality venues, two Stone Brewing World Bistros and Gardens, restaurants plus 7 Stone Brewing taproom locations, Stone Distribution Center, the distribution of Stone beers in all 50 states and more than 40 countries, and she will also sit on the company boards of directors. So,
and she'll be running the tap room for Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Mm-hmm. Some total undercover boss stuff right there.
Happy hour. She'll get all the shit shifts. The Friday... Of course, if you work for tips, Fridays and Saturdays are the good shifts. But
I don't know, man. If you're just one guy on a Monday, Tuesday, you could probably clean up.
Oh, that's true.
Wow.
Especially, well, like Tioga's, how do you guys do that? Where does everyone just, do you just divvy up at the end of the night and everyone gets a percentage? How does it, I always wonder how the jar, the one tip jar works.
Every place is different. There's more legal ways to go about it and there's less legal ways to go about it. I'll just say we choose the more legal way. The
legal way.
So.
We announce all to all government agencies, this is how much I made on tips. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is legal.
There's, yeah, that's the best way I'll describe it. Ballast Point Brewing.
Oh, indie brewer Ballast Point, huh? These indie kids.
Has brought back a beer that we've longed for. Oh. Any guesses what it is?
Fish. Fish. It's like a fish. Something yep. with a fish.
It's a long fin lager. A classic German style beer brewed in San Diego. Ballast Point's award winning long fin lager has been one of the go to beers the brewing team
Ooh,
fans of light bodied Helles.
Helles.
So it's now available exclusively in cans. They're saying it'll be available for purchase in the tap rooms in September, as well as select off-premise accounts in Southern California, Arizona, and Colorado. And so that made me raise a question. Are we Southern California, or did we just not notice that we're not getting Ballast Point distributed here anymore?
They may consider Southern California. You can get Ballast Point, but the market has some.
Okay. So that's why I was like, did we just not notice that we no longer get it? Or
yeah, they're like, we don't need to go all the way up there. We're indie now. We don't go all the way to Fresno. I just opened up a new beer. It's from, we don't have writing on it, but it's from Oregon. I'm going to say it's maybe Donnie?
Barrelet you guys beers.
Beer Company.
I believe it was, if it's not Sacramento or Northern California, it should be Ants and Robin because for some reason they have a lot of.
Oh, okay.
PNW beers.
This could be
because, like, the Great Notions also from PNW.
Yeah,
They went to go see jazz and hang out in Oregon for a while.
Barrelet Beer Company. This one's called Post Everything. West Coast IPA. Sorry, Nick.
IPA. I'm a
West Coaster.
Are you?
Not very pretty clear. Are you though?
I want to say that they had a relative that lives or is in the Northwest.
Okay.
Wow. I'm trying to
remember. I've got relatives. You're not paying in attention Northwest. At all, are
you? My brain is mush. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah. Jazz from PDX. You know our.
Ooh, that's a nice beer. Jazz.
He plays the Portlandia intro on his voicemails. Jazz,
one of the hosts of the Friday night Zooms. Still going on, by the way. Friday night listener Zooms. Perfect Pour listeners get together every Friday night on a group Zoom. I get it. The virtual get it. Virtual get it. Every Friday night. If you're on Twitter, message Chew Your Beer. DM Chew Your Beer and he will give you the details. If you're on the Untapped, you can do that with Chew Your Beer. You can do that with Mr. Jazz with 1Z. He knows the information or just one of the regulars. In those Friday night Zooms. Scotty B's been in there. Kelly Hoosecraft. Lots of people, man. Lots of people get in there.
Yeah, man. Not me.
I might go.
You can do it?
This Friday.
You can do it?
I mean, I've been in a few of them. But it's been a while, though. Friday nights are tough, man. Friday nights are tough.
It's true.
True. Nick, what do you got? Culture?
Not much. You guys covered the stone thing.
You guys ruined it.
Man.
I had that story too.
Not much else happened. And I did visit a town called Bishop earlier in the week.
What? You went on the other side?
They do have one brewery.
You went on the other side of the Sierras?
Yeah. I was East Coast.
Did you drive through Yosemite or did you go around the Bakersfield loop?
Yeah, the Bakersfield loop.
Ah.
Southern route.
Didn't do the Tioga Pass route.
No, no. We were worried it'd be too windy and long.
Oh, it's windy and long. But oh. I feel like it would be a shorter time. It would be a more difficult drive, but a shorter time.
According to the map, by like 20 minutes shorter.
Huh.
Not
that's
much.
That's interesting.
Not, yeah. Yeah. Not a significant amount.
It depends on how, I mean, it's a pretty drive though. But
yeah.
Yeah, lots doesn't get much more winding than that.
Yeah, we did the smooth sailing southern route. Down, turn, left, turn, north, there.
Did you stop at any Bakersfield breweries? I don't want to ruin Bencott drinking, but.
No Bakersfield breweries. We did stop in Lone Pine that had the earthquake there not too long ago that we felt here in Fresno.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You wanted to see all the damage.
Where's your damage?
Yeah. Where's your damage?
Where's your damage?
What's your damage, bro? Did you do anything? Did you crack anything?
You got good stories? You got your stories?
Drop some roofs.
How's your roof?
If you guys can know any good roof repairs, let me know.
Oh, yes. I will text you later.
Oh, you do know?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That will fix something and not try to sell me a whole new roof like everyone else has so far?
Oh, that. Yeah, no.
Oh, but still, text it to me. I need to get educated. I had a leak in the roof and
a leaky
sort of destroyed a little small section of the wood and stuff. And I've had a guy out and he's like, nah, bro, I need to replace this whole roof. I'm like, motherfucker, it's just 12 grand. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'll just go ahead and just go grab some 12 grand. Here you go, bro. Just got that sitting around.
So please step into my office here. I have all these recyclable bottles for you.
Yeah, I got 6 bags of cans back here. Think of that.
There you go. There's your 12 grand, bro. 12 G's in cans.
Just go solar and talk them into putting a roof on the place.
Yeah, I thought about that. All these companies said, like,
go solar, get you a new roof.
Yep. Yeah. I've seen it happen.
There you go. Then you'll be cheap living with that pool pump running.
Just run that pump all day long. Woo!
Yeah. Woo, then you could get an AC in the studio.
Oh. Because
that's covered now.
All right. We'll look into that. You guys took all the good stories, but I do have one thing. It's not sort of related, not really related to beer, but it was funny nonetheless. It was somebody we follow on Twitter, Out of Sequence,
hey.
Which is actually her Twitter handle is Kissing Counts. And it's a retweet of somebody else. And it's if you're a Star Wars or Star Trek Next Generation watcher, I don't think you guys are, I don't know, but. Number two, the actor who played number two in Star Trek. He also has a show called Beyond Belief, Fact or Fiction. And somebody slowed down his Fact or Fiction intros and basically did the supercut of all these comments that are just... He sounds like a drunk that's very philosophical, questioning drunk that's like about 2 minutes from passing out. But he still asks questions. And I don't know. I just was bawling laughing at it. So I don't know if it's going to hit here.
Later.
But you I'm just going to play. That's my news thing is this.
Have you ever walked out of a mall into a huge parking area and realized you'd forgotten where you parked your car? Ever gone mountain biking? What do you want to be when you grow up? What's the right tip? Have you called a plumber to your home lately? How superstitious are you? How much money would it take to make you spend a night in a cemetery?
Wow.
You display this as a trophy? You have a pet? You have a sweet tooth? Do you believe in the power of a curse?
Have you had your hearing tested?
Planning a trip soon? Can you remember the tallest man you've ever seen? You love to go a-wandering beneath a clear blue sky. Have you noticed what big stars real estate agents have become? Are you careful with your personal records? Does your computer ever seem to have a mind of its own? Have you ever visited a Chinatown section in a major city? Have you ever visited a flea market? Have you ever visited a truck stop? Did you ever have a job as a waiter? Have you noticed how many successful restaurants are theme-based these days? Have you ever had the desire to write your initials in wet cement?
There you go.
Wow.
That's enough.
Is this random thoughts or what's that? It's a collection well, it's of just questions. Like
his intros into whatever segment on that show, but they super cut it. So, you know.
Oh, yeah. I've seen those. It's bizarre.
Wow.
If you can do that to our, you can do that to our show, and it's pretty funny. You can half speed it right now.
This elaborately set up background, and he just takes those four steps forward as he says that intro. It's pretty hilarious because it's like it's not made up. Not right. Somebody just didn't like put a voiceover. It's like there is multiple intros with the things that he just said.
Oh boy!
It's like when you see a hilarious video and then you get somebody to come over to your phone, like look at this. And then that it's never funny to that person. He's like, yeah, that's a pretty cool video.
Yeah.
Like, nah, this is funny, man. Look at this. Watch this video.
That's great.
That's basically what I just did. Right now. All right. I'm enjoying this post everything. It's a very good beer. And we continue on with the podcast that is called The Perfect Poor. I don't even know if we have voicemails or not. Let's see.
Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving?
We invite you, the listener, to get on the show. Tell us something cool. Show related, especially if it's something we can talk about. Those are the best, but they're all great. Even if you got your own podcast, we encourage that. You can email us perfectpoorpodcast@gmail.com. Email that file over to us, or you can call our traditional voice line, voicemail. It just goes right to voicemail. It's from, it's the Door 10 Network's voicemail, but you know, it's pretty much. We're the only ones using that line, so it's cool. And we've got one traditional voicemail this week, and it comes from this guy.
Hey, guys, the Fontana Jim calling in at the last minute right at the wire. And I have a confession to make. Garage Boy confession.
All right, Garage Boy's confession.
I don't remember making fucking phone calls last week. They were horrible. I heard them. I remember going, wow, that's horrible. Funny thing was, before the show came out Friday, I remember thinking to myself, man, I really wanted to call The Perfect Pour. I missed it. Golly, what a bummer. And then I listened and, holy crap,
there I am.
In. So don't remember. So I apologize. Good times. The Nick 80. I went out to Phoenix earlier this week. So,
wow.
I got a little all American stout from Arizona Wilderness. That'll be in your beer box.
Wow.
Letting you plan ahead. Cause now you love the stout.
Spoiler alert.
and you have more of the hazy. So this week, my question is going to go to the bearded brewer. Hopefully he's in tonight, not calling off sick or sitting at home or getting his flu shot or whatever.
I hate when he does that.
So California regs in breweries have said you have to buy food. And a lot of breweries, especially down here locally, have partnered either with a food truck where they say, here's your $5 credit. You got to go buy food and piss off. We don't care if you turn in that credit or not. Other places have partnered with a restaurant in maybe the same shopping center. So a couple weeks ago, I went to a restaurant and, a brewery down in Temecula, and they partnered with a Mexican restaurant across the way. Now I walked in, I figured, cool, partner with a Mexican restaurant. That's perfect. I want to pay $1 for a side of chips and fuck off. They can keep my dollar. I just want to drink beer here.
Yeah.
No, sir. That's not what they did. I had a limited menu to choose from. And it was like a fucking quesadilla or a taco plate or
nothing
something like
that. With
that. But here's the thing, man. I just came from someplace to eat. I was full. So, of course, I got
just
the quesadilla.
And
I took that home to the little one. Because, Mike, I'm sure your little one, you know, in that 12, 13-year-old range, all they really want is some sort of delivery vehicle for cheese. So quesadilla it was. Anyways, Matt, can you please clear this up? And why don't more brewery, food truck, or restaurant partnerships just figure out a throwaway item that they really don't give a rat fuck about whether someone buys or not? Because I would have much rather paid $1 or $2 and just toss it away. And they, quote unquote, bought my chips. Because I remember a time back when I was in Utah and you had to buy food. You couldn't have bars in Utah. And you, quote unquote, bought a plate of chips for $1. And that was your meal. Anyways, look forward to hearing you guys. Keep the good work.
Bye.
Fontana.
Fontana Jim. Could that even work where you could just, you just have chips and dip? And that, would that count?
I apologize that he doesn't agree with what was asked of the establishment to provide. Both California and ABC has been pretty clear with guidance. I'm not saying that, you know, what they put out makes 100% sense, but they have listed items that are not meals, which is side items, you know, fries, chips, cold sandwiches, cold salads.
Not hot dog. This is hot dog. Mm. Not hot dog.
They have listed things that are, you know, made to order, hot meals, entrees. They've made it pretty clear what is and what is not food or what is a bona fide meal.
Bona fide.
And as far as the other thing is, they said that the establishment that is serving alcohol must sell food in conjunction. So the establishment that you're at must sell you the meal, even if they are not the meal provider. So if, and the governor has appointed not local ABC, but state ABC officials to more or less check on how things are going within the state. So, it's a very difficult subject. It's not easy, but every place wished, you know, they have the opportunity to do what they want with the guidance that is given.
All right.
But the only thing I can say is if you come to a place locally, you'll be sold a meal. And once you are sold a meal, you can then purchase alcohol. It is not, unfortunately, it is not our decision if you ate before you showed up to our place.
Hey, but Fontana Jim ate dinner already.
I apologize, but we made it fairly clear. We try to put it out there. If you want to enjoy beverages at our place, we have to sell you a meal. This is what the meal is.
Damn it. Front engine's full. Don't worry, Jim. We'll get through this. You won't have to order food from a brewery one day. One day.
One day.
One day.
Just go drinking.
One day we can look forward to going to a brewery without having to order a BS meal.
Hey, guys. Con and Janine.
What's going on?
Hi.
It's Saturday. Having a good day?
We're calling from Saturday. Strange's 10-year anniversary party.
Yep.
And we wanted to give you some fun facts about Strange.
Yeah, you know, we talk about Strange quite a bit. You guys probably wonder why. Well, there are reasons why. So, turns out on Tuesday, May 9th.
Why? Why?
Is when they opened their doors, and there were only 9 breweries total operating within the city of Denver. Those breweries were?
Breckenridge.
Great Divide.
Wine Coop.
Rock Bottom.
Bull and Bush.
Del Norte.
Chop House.
Heinz Pub.
And Lindsay's?
Leinritz?
We don't know that one. Something. That it's probably a German thing.
Oh, so
that's pretty
cool. Denver's 6 brew history and from our show breweries,
and there was no Rhino Beer District yet, and there was no taproom brewery craze. In fact, there was no taproom brewery, period.
Period.
Big old first for Denver for these guys. Shout 2010. So that's
they're,
pretty cool.
They're doing it good.
Yep, first taproom brewery in Denver.
Doing
first successful
good.
Nano brewery.
They're doing it well.
That's what she said.
Ridiculously tiny one barrel homebrew system, and they claim to have the first hazy beers. Sure, Nick will appreciate that.
And nope. After this, we're going to River North Lake because they are tapping a new triple IPA.
Yep, they're doing big beer release. Ooh. They make a beer called Hopatronic, which is their hazy double.
Nick's there already.
So they're going to make a super Hopatronic,
which is their triple, a hazy triple.
Oh, yeah.
So we've stocked your guys as Untappd, and according to Untappd, Mikey has had the most tippas.
Woo!
His level.
Look at me.
Is level 7.
And Nick has had the second most with level 5.
Oh.
And Ben has had a big old goose egg. We don't know how many he drank.
Boom.
I just think he doesn't check it.
Possibly.
Anyways.
Look at me. I'm a triple king.
On, we do have a beer bubble.
Oh, yeah.
It's cute. We have friends.
We have beer friends.
So.
And we want to give a shout out to them.
Yep.
Shout out.
You won't know who they
shout
are,
out,
and they will never hear this, but here
they
we go.
They might. We always encourage them to call.
That's true. Maybe we'll
or
force
to,
them to listen to
not
them.
To call, but to listen.
Trap them in our car and make them listen to the Brick Report.
Chris and Krista.
Dennis and Anna.
Scott and Michelle.
Kevin and Emery.
Justin and Katie.
Tanner.
And
Danielle. She's awesome. So, our server's coming. Anyway, you guys enjoy your weekend, and
keep up
the good
work,
guys.
Bye.
Shout out.
Bye.
Shout out. Bye. Thanks, Colin and Janine, for calling in to the show. See what I did there?
Wow.
Giving a little Denver beer history lesson from our Denver, Colorado reps. Oh, look at that.
Totally.
One of the two you'd be here with shout outs, Holmes. This week's shout out is very easy for me, Holmes. It just happened. It just occurred. So why not do it, Holmes? This week's shout out goes out to American Home Shield, my homeowner's insurance. That's at 9 a.m., my son goes to use the restroom, runs into my bedroom telling me that the toilet's leaking. I run out there, shut off the water valve. I flush it. It doesn't come back at me. So there's nothing stuck within the flow of the toilet. I plunge it just to make sure nothing comes out. Water flows fine, but water is seeping from between the toilet and the floor, my tile. So there's obviously something wrong. So what do? I make a work order form, homie, a service order form through American Home Shield because that's my provider. That's who I pay, and they're my service techs. So, Matt, you just purchased a home. I really hope you have homeowner's insurance. I highly recommend American Home Shield, that's it. I put in my work order at 9:30 that same day. At 10 o'clock, I get a call from the technician if I'm going to be available in 15 minutes. Technician shows up at 10:15, removes my toilet, checks the piping, and there's a freaking root in my pipe. Well, it's not a thick root, but just the intertwining roots. It's about 2 feet long, about maybe 30 strands that are together. Pulls the pipe, puts a new pipe, puts the new wax ring, puts the toilet back, fastens the toilet, and it's all good, homie. And I pay $75 deductible. That's it.
Dang.
Done. Easy. That's all. I signed the paperwork. Homeboy leaves. My toilet was broken for an hour and 15 minutes, Holmes. So this shout out goes out to the one and only American Home Shield. That's it. If you're a homeowner, get yourself some homeowners insurance. Get yourself American Home Shield. They're not paying me to do this, but I appreciate the what happened, Holmes. Usually when you call homeowners insurance, you fill out an order form on the phone or online. They get back to you within a day, and then the technician gets back to you within 2 days to make an appointment two days out. So what they did was an amazing work, and I didn't have to worry about it. This is shout-outs. Chew your beer.
Shout-out. Shout-out.
Get yourself some homeowners insurance, eh?
Chew your beer, angling to be a spokesperson for... I think my dad has that.
Chew 10.
10% off, use the code CHEWYOURBEER at checkout. I think my dad has that. I need that for my roof.
Yeah. Get your roof fixed, bro.
Yeah, no, the sister has a First American Home Warranty, and it's the same kind of situation. Some people just can't justify the $300-$400 it costs a year, but... In the years that she's had her house, it was the whole house fan. It was the shower in the front room. It was the plug for the dryer, the disposal. Let's see, there was one or two other things, but all those had gone out and several hundred dollars to repair them. But it was just a $75 charge to get somebody else to, you know, to have it diagnosed and replaced.
Shout out.
Chew your beer. Give me tips. So we got, looks like we have one more voicemail coming at you.
Hey, Perfect Pour. It's Brian, Wazoo Corvette.
What's up, Wazoo?
A couple weeks ago, you were talking about old beers that you had hanging around. And so today I decided to go down to my cellar and see what I have that's old. I think my oldest beer is from Widmer Brothers, 2010, whoa, bourbon barrel aged bourbon ale.
Bourbon barrel aged bourbon
comes in a box. I've got I got three of those bomber bottles, so that's kind of aged for me. Let's see, I've got a few others that have kind of been sitting on a shelf that I've ignored for quite a while. I've got a Krulow from Allagash that was bottled in 2012, just, you know, a couple days ago as well. Let's see, a Stoic from Deschutes from 2015. And then I've got, ooh, a few 2015 Eclipse from 5050 that I'm probably about ready to be drunk. I've got a Rye on Rye from Boulevard from 2015 as well. And then... a smattering of Firestone beers going back to 2014 with the double DBA and 2013 with their anniversary ale. So, yeah, I guess I'm stocking some old beers up here too. But anyway, that's what's in my cellar. What's in your cellar? Hope you guys are having a great show. Hope you're having a great start to September. Talk to you soon. Keep up the good work. Bye.
No Sacramento drop. Oh, gotcha. He got me.
He got you.
False ending. I got it.
From the fridge. I have not literally nothing. I said that, I think, a couple weeks ago. I have no beer. Not one beer. They're aging. I am completely emptied out. We still have some for the Perfect Pour, but my personal side of the fridge is empty.
Empty.
We do have a. We have some significant beers that just. They need some attention, but. I guess next year we'll do that. When we come back to the studio, to clean out some old stuff.
Oh yeah, the clean out.
Clean out episode.
Clean out show.
I don't know. We might not be able to get Matt back over here ever again. He's like, wait, I can just stay home? Yep. We're doing that.
I have high-speed internet, sir. See? I can't do it from here. I can't do it at all.
Ooh. No more Zoom. No more snow days. Everybody has Zoom now.
So thanks, everyone, for calling. Thanks for the contributions. Nick's that beer. He's got to go bit some beer. And if you want to call us, make sure to do it, man. We enjoy hearing the listeners and what you guys are up to.
Looking out for beers.
Beers to look out for, Matt.
I know I had some, but I've already forgot what it is.
Da, 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 da. Well, I'll just throw some out there while you try to jog your memory. How about some Buffalo beer from Big Ditch Brewing Company? I saw this in the feeds. Dayburner. A refreshing IPA. I don't know what that means, but I like it. I like being refreshed by IPAs. So I am very ready to be refreshed. 5.4%. At least hopefully if XL Perro can go drink it and let us know what it's like to be refreshed by an IPA.
How are you going to keep your triple crown with
I don't know. Well, dude, I'm like two badges ahead of you, so I got a nice lead.
I'll catch up next week.
This week's Humble Sea Brewing is Clifford the Fog, said Clifford the Dog, and it's got Clifford the Dog on the label. Because Clifford, man, he's a big dog. And
big when red you're a dog. Why is it not a red IPA?
When you're that big a dog, all kinds of trouble.
Red, hazy, a hazy
all
red.
All kinds IPA. Of trouble when you're that big a dog, man. That Clifford. He is
up. Has anybody made a hazy red IPA yet?
If they're stupid if they haven't.
You're stupid.
Whoa, a new one from Beechwood. Well, actually, this is one they brought back, so it wasn't new, but it was new to me. Beechwood Brewing's Fog Factor. A hazy IPA. It's with a new and experimental hop variety. And it's got all the trappings of a fruit salad with maximum juiciness.
Maximum juiciness.
Maximum juiciness.
Is that actually the branding? Is that the marketing on the can?
Yeah, pretty much.
Maximum juiciness.
I haven't had Beechwood in a while, so I'll look out for that. 16-ounce cans. Matt, have you found anything to look out for?
Yes. so our buddy Zach, which works for Drake's Brewing Company, posted how Drake's did a little revamp on the 1500 Pale Ale. It is now dry hopped with, I believe it was Citra and Amarillo. So.
All right.
I think that they have a tagline. It's like grab a hundred. Something like that. But I saw that up on my feed.
Packaging was kind of refreshed, maybe.
Mm-hmm. A little bit. And then there's Vengeful Destroyer. It is a quadruple tri-hop.
Destroyer.
The new album. Quadruple tri-hop IPA. Quadruple dry-hopped IPA from Alvarado.
Alvarado.
That's probably too much hops. I'm willing to try it.
You hear that, Alvarado Street? Too much hops. Dial it back.
Yeah.
Looking out for Nick. What are you looking out for?
Homie.
Do you guys not keep your notebooks with you all week like I do? Is that not a normal thing? It's normal to walk around with a moleskin under your arm, right?
I have so many notebooks. It's not funny.
So many notebooks.
I write things down on my mask, but then I throw my mask away.
Okay.
So you guys like swag. I like swag. I like things.
Sure. Free
stuff. I used to not like a lot of things, and I kind of like a lot of stuff.
Kind of like them. No, man.
We got to bring it back. Riot spray.
Riot spray.
Maybe we go down to the IKEA afterward and pick up some furniture. So, I saw this earlier in the week. Bear Republic has some cool stuff, man.
Do they?
They do vanity license plates that say like Racer 5 on them. And I want one of those for my license plate wall in the garage.
All right. Wait, though, it's not an official license. It's one you can just order for funsies.
It's novelty. It's novelty.
It's called novelty, okay?
Not for street use.
It's not a real night license. It will be if I'm knocking over a liquor store. Or I'll put that license plate over my car.
That's the one you're going to put on there? No. Racer 5?
Wait, the license plate was called Racer 5.
Letters are Romeo, Alpha, whatever, Charlie. Elephant.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, that's me.
Robert.
Roger.
Rammy.
This is getting Rammy.
Second
hour, and then, gets Rammy.
Bottle Logic has just a regular old beer for once, a pale ale called It's Not Delivery.
It's Dijon.
It's a pizza-inspired pale ale.
Aw. Pizza-inspired? Yeah. What the hell does that mean?
I don't know. Sounds good. Maybe it just goes with pizza.
Oh. Well,
this pizza-inspired pale ale is built like on a combination of malt selected to mimic the flavors of pizza crust.
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
Then brewed with tomatoes, fennel seeds, basil, and oregano.
No, there's no way that's good.
No, it's not delivery. I don't know. 3.75 caps on untap.
So it's a margarita beer?
Yeah, there you go. No, it'd be a Bloody Mary beer.
Well, tomato basil, it's a margarita pizza, right?
Oh, margarita pizza. That's interesting. I'm thinking limes and margaritas again. Sorry.
Dude, get out of your own head. Those limes.
No, man. Okay, how about the fourth wall? Stout, milk, sweet.
Fourth wall.
10%. No?
Okay. Sure.
How about for you hazy guys? Fuzzy Logic. Is it England I play?
Fuzzy Logic.
Low battery IPA. It's a milkshake.
Dude,
I'm just reading things from Bottle Logic till you guys say something.
I don't know what's going on. Somebody stop it.
I had their Charisma IPA recently. It was a West Coast. It had a bunch of dye on the label. So people that like D&D and not beer.
Charisma check.
Charisma.
Hmm. Interesting. Well, that's looking out for, huh?
That's my looking out for. So you don't want to be a scarab lord.
Okay. That's don't be that.
Thermal intake.
Huh?
I'm just reading names you comment.
Oh.
90 like year Star dictionary.
Trek. Yeah. Another good name. Good job, Bottle Logic, with the names.
Prodigal Physics.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I don't know. I'm a little scared here. Because I don't know. Okay. Doesn't sound like you guys are checking in that much this week. But, wow. Nick.
What?
Do you have any untapped check-ins? The Nick 80.
I also had a charisma check from BottleLogic, like the Bearded Brewer mentioned. From Out of the Barrel. The can.
Did you guys, was it separate or were you together?
Separate. It was separate. I did see Grayview Brewing at Out of the Barrel.
Oh. Did you guys acknowledge each other or you just go, that's Grayview. That's Grayview Brewing over there.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then he was like, that's Nick from the Perfect Pour.
That's Nick.
There. He's over there.
Yeah. What else do they have? I had a, I made a, coastal getaway over the weekend.
Oh, look at and, you. And,
we took some iced teas to the beach. And so my, iced tea was,
you know what they say? Can't take,
yeah,
good. Take iced teas. Don't take sand to the beach. Take iced teas.
Mm-hmm. So my iced tea tastes exactly like a hot bullet from Sierra Nevada.
Where can I get that?
At the liquor store down the street from the beach.
Okay.
The Cayucas Liquor, I believe.
It's Cayucas called. Liquor.
Ah, fuck, they sell 19.2 ounces of iced tea.
All right.
Yeah.
So you're saying you did not have this in the container that you bought the... Purchase
no,
the
sir, item from. I would not take alcohol out onto this beach.
Oh, no. See, I would if not Kai, do that. I respect the city of municipality of the city of Cayucas and their rules and regulations inherent, too. Like, oh, that guy's having an iced tea. He's fine. Oh, no, man. Yes. Oh, no, it's an iced tea. He's fine. Look the other way. Let's look for other people. He has a nice
the brown
tea.
Paper bags, just keeping the UV off the can.
Yeah, nobody wants UV on their iced tea, guy.
Yeah, it's a brown paper bag over the can. Keep it simple. While up in Bishop, I opted for the Mammoth 395 IPA.
Nice.
That was my drink of choice up there.
Where? What was this brewery that you went to there? You found the Bishop Brewery.
We found the brewery, but we didn't actually go to it. But the brewery is called, is it Mountain Wrangler? Mammoth? No. What's it called?
Mammoth Brewing is in the area, but it's a different
Mammoth
place.
Is close by. Yeah, so Mammoth Beer was everywhere. And there's only one street that goes through this town, so it can't be hard to find. Oh, Mountain Rambler Brewery.
All right. Mountain Rambler Brewery.
So that is the first brewery in Bishop. We also passed Indian Wells on the way up there. Okay. Indian Wells Brewing is on the 58, I think.
It's on the 58. If you go,
it's on the 58.
If you go north on the 58,
yeah.
Take the exit.
Go down the 58.
Go on the surface streets on La Cienega. I love the gold.
Uh-oh.
New beer entering the show. It's called Mango IPA from... Whoa, what the fuck? My Grande Sessions... Sessions del Migrante. 5,000 miles, 5 breweries, 2 counties, 1 cause. Mango IPA from Bale Breaker Brewing Company. This is, I think, maybe it's Donnie. There's Don in the Northwest, but can't exactly tell. Bale Breaker is...
Let me see the can.
There you go. I'm showing Matt the can through the Skype.
Yeah, that's Don. Don.
Okay, there you go. Donnie Northwest, thank you. Ooh, that's a weird aroma. It's not bad, though.
It's the one you wanted.
Are you stealing all the aroma?
I picked it. I stole all the aroma.
You can pick your friends, but you can't pick your nose. No, you can't pick your friends.
Is that all your bank cots, Nick? Or do you have more?
Oh, man. I had a second of the, I don't remember who did it, but it's the no cuts, no butts, no coconuts.
That's
Alvarado.
Yeah,
Alvarado. Is that Alvarado? Alvarado.
Yeah.
Yep.
Alvarado.
I wanted to get that, but it actually has coconut in it.
Oh, but it's good. It's very mild.
It is, yeah.
No, there's no coconut. I think it's the hop that gives it a coconut flavor.
Yeah, that's what we talked about that last week. It was, it says no coconut. But there's no...
It says no coconuts.
It says it tastes like coconuts, but there is no coconut in it.
Yeah, no cuts, no butts. It's good. You should try it. It's a good beer. Don't be afraid.
No, I recommend it as well.
And the can art is cool. It makes me feel like I should be sitting by the pool.
By the pool or in the Tiki Tiki room.
Mm-hmm.
They've got that new... eating area. I mean, it's not open. Doesn't really matter. But
oh yeah,
next to the that used to be the Aladdin thing, but they turned that into an eating area.
And they got Dole Whip variants back there.
Ooh, did you go? Have you been there?
Yeah, we actually found it last time because we wanted a Dole Whip, and we're like, hey, what is that back there? And we walk closer, and we're like, what?
You sound like number two. Have you ever been back behind?
Ever been wandered around Disneyland?
Have you ever been horny in Disneyland?
Yeah, so they got treats, but they also have Dole Whip variants, including the original flavor. And I don't think many people had caught on to it because we walked right up, got our Dole Whip and got the F out of there.
Not many places in Disneyland where you just walk right up.
Mm-hmm. Everyone else was still in the standard Dole Whip line, and we went right through there.
Suckers! No
problems. Suckers!
This is a good Dole Whip. I just waited not in line for.
That's right. You wait in line? Sucker. This guy's waiting in line.
Oh, you're gonna wait.
Line's over.
You're gonna wait through that whole bit outside with the things moving. You know the little show they put on before you enter the tiki room.
I am Maui, god of the land. Oh no, water. It was Maui. I
forget.
Maui does some.
Oh yeah,
there's some, fire.
It's crazy, man.
And then there's wind.
It's like, whoa.
Whoa, mind blown.
Is that it? Then it came.
I miss Disneyland.
On tap? Yeah, I do too. Hey, don't call it Disney. I cannot stand. I don't know if you and Karen call this, but Nick, but I cannot stand it when people call Disneyland Disney. Like, let's go to Disney. Like, no, it's not Disney. Disney's a company. Disneyland is a place.
So you want to go to Burbank where they have the animation studios, is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's where Disney is. Disneyland is where you're talking about. I cannot stand when people are referencing Disneyland and they say Disney. No.
I have not noticed this, so I will take notes from now on to see how many times it happens.
I think it might be a generational thing. I think the youngers, I think the damn millennials.
Oh, why finish a sentence?
They'll call it Disney, and they'll be like, no, dude, Disney, that's not Disney, that's Disneyland. It's a place.
Disneyland. I've heard it called Disneyland before.
Well, you know, that's just a flippant reference. That's fine.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. Wally World.
Matt, Bearded Brewer 87?
Yes.
Did you drink? Or did we do this already? I don't know.
No.
This is the point of the show where I'm not sure what's happening.
Who is what? Who's on first?
I'm entertaining a cat as I'm also podcasting.
What's your cat's name?
May.
May?
She is currently pawing at my beard.
So. Aw. I know Hillsbills is happy to hear this.
Ow.
Now, add to the animals of the perfect poor.
Wow. May.
Welcome, May.
You used to have a black cat, right?
Yes. Not, Rogue.
Yeah.
There we go. Rogue was very afraid of other people other than us. So Rogue never made a studio appearance, but JJ was fine with making studio appearances.
I want to say I remember there being a black cat outside the studio.
Yeah, he would be there. Maybe like, don't come close to me. You're a human.
Yeah, JD would come up and be like, make the pets.
He's like, let's go. Bring it.
Yeah. you make with the pets.
And then what
your paw.
Nick, what are your boxers' names? We don't talk about you. Louis gets a lot of airtime.
He deserves it.
We miss Joby. Joby deserves all the airtime he can get. But your boxers don't get enough airtime, I feel.
That's okay. They're worthless. Good for nothing, sons of bitches.
Boxers are never good for nothing. They're good for chewing everything you need to be chewed in your yard. They got that.
You want me to chew this up?
Hey. Oh, got it.
Hey, did you just plant this? Because I just dug it up.
Oh, you plant it? Oh, you want me to dig it? I think he wants us to dig this up. Really? Yeah.
This wasn't here yesterday, so I thought I'd fix that.
Hey, you just dug a hole and buried and recovered it up, so I redug it for you because I don't think you were done in there.
I like the way you dug that hole. Here's how you dig it.
Oh, here's how you dig a hole. So Lucy and Ringo are the boxers.
Lucy and Ringo.
My studio. Yep. The sweethearts. Of course, Ringo also has a nickname, Shithead, Butthead.
Yep.
And
Louis
appropriately starts.
We've aggregated Louis.
Barking. Louis.
Hey, you talking about other dogs, bro?
Yeah, you're not talking about me anymore.
Louis. Hey, asshole. Louis. God. He's exhausting.
Yeah, you left your light bar on, bro.
I don't care, Louis. Thank you. Louis' labs are supposed to be mellow. Jerk.
He didn't get the memo.
He did not get the... Because he's got part shepherd, so shepherd's
a problem. Shepherd's kicking in.
I see dead people. From Fieldwork Brewing Company, I had Boss of the Plains, a West Coast IPA. Pretty notable, pretty good. From Fieldwork Brewing Company, again, they had, I believe it was called Dreaming in Neon.
Yep.
My buddy Gumby came to town, and he gave me a Citra Showcase from Moxa. So that was a fantastic beer. Let's see here. What else did I have? Mm-hmm. I know, Louie. Like riding a bike from Urban Roots. I had a couple Urban Roots beers. There was the Altamont collab. The
Whole Foods.
Urban Roots. No, these were all out of the barrel beers, or they were donated to me by Gumby. I had a couple others. Don't remember them off the top of my head. Some more Tioga Sequoias as usual, but it's a lot of normal Bing Cots.
Dang it. Normal week.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing special.
Just so you know, Louis made sure to let know the dog behind us that he's also a dog and that Louis is also on this side of the fence.
Okay.
Let him know.
Are you sure he wasn't trying to tell you his best friend was over there?
I want to play.
go play. Hey, my best friend's out here. You've never met that dog in your life. No, no, I'm pretty sure that's my best friend.
Just open the fence up.
Yeah, just can we get this wood thing out of the way? Can I eat it? Can I eat the wood?
Oh, did I have any beers this week? I don't know, man.
Did you?
I had from Drake's Brewing Company, Best Coast IPA. I had from Fieldwork Brewing Company. Oh, yes?
I have one more. I forgot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, carry on.
Go. I want to hear
it. I'll go after you.
I want to hear it.
Oh, I had a Hapocalypse white label 12-ounce can. I did not know Hapocalypse is now in cans from Drake's.
Oh. I don't know that I've seen that yet either.
Yeah, it's the white label. You would love it because white label is the hazy one now.
Yeah.
We did get 16-ounce cans before, but not 12-ounce.
They have 12-ounce cans now. It's right here in my notes, and I forgot to talk.
Oh, my gosh.
And then when you said Drake's, I was like, I had that.
Drink Drake's.
Drink Drake's.
From Fieldwork Brewing Company, Double Emeralds Imperial IPA. It is a very, very heavy and strong, nice beer.
It's heavy.
Oh, dog. I got from BJ's Restaurant and Brew House, Committed Double IPA.
Another bag of beer?
Yes, except it was in a growler. Remember growlers?
Whoa.
And it was only $3. It was $12 overall for a growler. I mean, that's a pretty good deal for a double IPA. It was brought to my house.
It's pretty good.
I did have to give my ID to the Uber or the Grubhub guy. But
are you sure it wasn't like a conspiracy to get your information?
I don't know. Now Grubhub has all my information.
Yeah.
Bridge Pale Ale from Carl Strauss, Hopaway Beach from New Glory Brewing Company, and also another delivery. We apparently have a lot of food/beer deliveries at the house. This one from Eureka Burger. Eureka Burger has a mystery. Delivers? They do, yes. Well, through, I don't know if it's Grubhub or
oh, okay. A third party.
Right. Through a third party.
Yeah.
And they have a similar thing to where it's mystery beer, but you can still pick the style, but they're not going to tell you what beer it is, and it just says, you know, it gives you a choice of like hoppy, stout, blah blah blah, and then you just get what you get, and I got they ended up giving me a just outstanding IPA. Which was nice. This is a bad
Could have gone worse. Could have gone worse.
It wasn't that I was expecting it to be super old. I was like, is this 5 months ago? Yeah. Is this the same keg I drank from 6 months ago that I'm
Check
now
dates.
Having? But I think it wasn't that old. It was all right. So I enjoyed it. So check your delivery services. You might be able to get some beer, but I have not found a local restaurant with beer having that option. It's been the only ones I've seen with that option.
The mystery beer option?
No, with beer option in general. It's only been the chains that I've seen with that option. So I don't know if there's some sort of thing where it's more difficult for a local brewery to do that. Or not, or a local restaurant to deliver beer, but it's only been the ones that are small chains or chains that have been able to send out beer. So, if you haven't thought about that yet, we have not gone out to eat for like 6 months, which is insane because we were big go out to eaters. Before this whole thing.
Go out to eaters.
We go out to eats.
Cheers. It's the end of the show and we're giving out some cheers.
Okay, Matt.
Wow.
Wow.
Who's Matt get to go first?
Cheers out to my buddy Gumby. It was nice to socially distance see him at Out of the Barrel the other day. So
did you sit down at Out of the Barrel or did you stand around? I did. Oh.
It is the
Did the parking lot sitting down?
I'm
in the parking lot at Fig Tree or Fig Garden Village. I'm in the parking lot drinking.
It is the fourth time that I have gone out to a place since March 15th.
Wow.
And ironically, it's all been Out of the Barrel. I was there March 15th when everything shut down. I went there in June when things opened back up without food. And I went there 2 weeks ago before it was smoky. I went there on a Tuesday. I was one of two people there in the whole patio. Because
this is great, huh?
It was hot.
A great time in the parking lot and the smoke.
No, there was no smoke. So it was just 104 degrees. There was no smoke.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's it.
And so this last Sunday, he had come to town. His parents live in Kingsburg, so he was nearby. And so we met up there and sat, you know, from afar and had a beverage on the patio. It was a
Hey, I'm beveraging.
It was different. Other than that, I've only ever done to go or patio or I don't know. I haven't been anywhere. So it was kind of crazy to think of it that way in 5 months. That was the fourth time I've been out.
It's going to be weird when I go back into a restaurant for the first time. It's going to be weird. Like, whoa, what is this, man? That's all I got for cheers.
Yeah.
All right. Good. That's solid. Nick?
So, once again, I'll reference my road trip out of town because it's the only thing I've done in the last 6 months.
I feel like I'm so desperate for any kind of anything. I'm just like, yeah, I'm going to live through your trip. So I'm like, yeah, I kind of went out of town. What do you mean? Well, Nick and his wife went out of town, so I kind of listened to that story, and it's pretty similar.
That's cool. No, so the Bishop trip was actually a work trip. We had to go visit a site that we're working on.
All right.
But we did make a stop in good old Bakersfield, you know, for some lunch.
Nice.
And it made me think of, you know.
See, any members of Korn.
WWBJBGJD. What would Big Game James do?
Ah, Big Game.
Man, haven't heard from him in a while. Mm-hmm. Hopefully he's still out in their world. What's
he
doing?
He gave up on us.
Yeah. cheers to Bobby Diesel. And Spooky Mango. Mm-hmm. And Oganese. All the Bakersfield reps.
The Bakersfield peoples. Buck Owens. Cheers to Buck Owens, too, man. That's messed up. You didn't remember Buck Owens.
Oh, and Merle Haggard.
Merle Haggard.
And that song
the
from...
The whole Bakersfield sound, man.
Yeah.
Social Distortion.
Social Distortion. What was their Bakersfield
they
song?
They have a song that's literally called
and
Bakersfield.
And cheers to the drummer from Korn. I don't know. What's his name?
Oh, yeah. Monkey.
There you go.
I don't know. Is that the one?
One of the members is now called Monkey. I'm not sure if it's the drummer. I think Monkey's the one the guitarist, but I don't know.
Okay. Why are we choosing the drummer then?
Because you're a drummer, dude.
Oh. Yeah.
You know every drummer of all rock bands.
I know
bands.
All the so, that's right.
You're a drummer, so you automatically know every drummer.
Right. If it's a drummer in a band, I know it.
I know it. How good are you at twirling your sticks?
Only backwards, not forwards.
Oh,
I cannot do the forward twirl.
And like, I've can't been do told, it. Can't do it.
Yep. I could do the backward twirl, though. When you're, but that's not the right way, apparently. Apparently, the forward twirl is the right way.
When you're trying out for a band, they're like, all right, man, sound pretty good. You keep good time. Let's see your forward twirl. Gosh, yeah. Shit. How about a backward twirl?
Oh, I dropped it.
No, man. I don't need to see a backward twirl. I need to see a forward twirl. All right?
Forward
twirl. This is a big part of our shows. I need to see it. See, the thing is, I hurt my finger before I came in here.
Yeah, I was surfing a big wave.
Big wave, man. Come on!
But these punks were selling drugs on the beach, and I had
just
to bust
them. Just one wave, man! Right. So, your cheers? Do you guys need any more cheers? Do you have any more cheers? Before we move
all I
on.
Need is a cool buzz and some tasty waves, bro.
Oh, I'm open. Cheers to our golden gods of the perfect boar. They donate money to the show every month. Can you believe that? They are so, so cool. They donate money to the show, and in return, they get to listen to the Tailgate, which is a private podcast for Golden Gods only, and also get invited to our things and get to hear extra things, whatever, man. But so thank you, Golden Gods, for providing the funds to keep the show going where we don't have to pay for anything. It's very appreciated, man. Thank you. Cheers to XL Perro for being in the grandpa. I don't mean to out XL's age, but he put it out on the social media, so I'm going to put it out there. Big dog, XL Perro, big cheers to you, man. Is that Stuart's child, or does XL have another?
Stuart.
Matt, are you aware of this? I'm going to assume it's Stuart's. Stuart has a kid now, but.
Yes, that is his son.
Yeah, but is it Stuart's? Did Stuart have the baby, or was there another XL kid that could have had this child?
His fiance wife, yeah.
I just mean, is Stuart XL's only child? Do you know this?
Yes.
All right. Well, cheers to Stuart then, too. Stuart!
But he didn't physically have the baby, though.
Dude, he started it. I don't know if you know this or not, but he did the hard work.
This is not a Schwarzenegger movie.
Cheers to Stuart and Exapero. Good job, guys. Good job on that kid. Patrick M. Murray, Florida Steve, chew your beer. Chargalo Jr., which is his handle is too hard, man. I can't do it right now. I've been drinking too much.
Woo, drinking.
Cheers to everyone that shares the show.
Bro.
Shares the show and talks about the show. Word of mouth is the best way for us to grow. We want to grow, man. We want everyone to have fun with us. We just try to give you a break for a couple hours. Have some fun. Listen to some music. Yeah, man. Just listen to music. Have some fun. I'm all right. And cheers to Tom Seaver.
Man.
Sadly, Fresno's son, Tom Seaver, passed away. A Hall of Fame pitcher, Major League Baseball pitcher, Tom Seaver, from Fresno, passed away. So he was my first real sports hero. Was Tom Seaver.
Wow.
Right down the street, Fig Tree Liquor. We've mentioned it often on the show over the years. The original owner was Tom Seaver's father-in-law. He used to go in there as a little kid. He had all these great baseball cards. He's probably the best liquor store in Fresno with baseball cards, as far as like the good ones. He had all the Topps, Donruss, Fleer, had all the good stuff.
Wow.
Once we found out he was Tom Seaver's father-in-law, we'd always, you know, this was while Tom was still playing. And, you know, you just had this little inside info on, like, one of the best pitchers of all time. And you ask him, like, how's Tom doing? Like, what's going on? And he'd tell you what's going on. And then he would give us autographed pictures of Tom. And it was just, it was a great time to be alive. And Fresnans would be freaked out by this, but Fig Tree Liquor used to have a middle island. The in Fig Tree, the register was in the middle of the store.
Wow.
And that's where the register was. And it was like a, the register was in the round back then.
Nice.
So, cheers to Tom. Gonna miss Tom. It was actually died, complications of COVID-19. Along with something Tom had. So just big cheers to Tom and cheers to everyone, man. Everyone just be cool to each other and be safe and have the fun and check the dates.
Okay.
We all good? We're good?
Yeah. Feeling good.
All right. Have a great week.
What? No.
Don't have a great week.
You can't make me.
Gonna make you. Forcing you guys to have a great week. You don't have any choice in that.